Undergrunt Podcast Network.
So is everything working now? Everything's up?
I think so. Why?
Hey, Tony, you sound all right?
Can you guys hear me?
We only spent the last hour and a half trying to figure this out.
Yeah, but I didn't do anything different than what I've always done.
I can't hear you guys.
See, that's not a good sign. That's a very bad sign.
You should put on your glasses. Well,
Tony's going to be a dick another episode.
No, I can hear you guys fine. You're coming in loud and clear.
What's up with the glasses? Did you change glasses in...
Change glasses every 5 minutes.
Did he change glasses?
I can't wait for the 3D glasses to show up.
Just a matter of time, guys. That and my Tough Mudder headband.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as
well,
Jeremy.
Why don't you move to
hell? Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Tony, Jeremy, and Don. Another week, gentlemen.
Another great week.
I like the glasses, Tony. They're very sophisticated.
Thank you. I wear them all the time now. I wore them to the Indian buffet that I went to today.
Oh.
As you guys know, now that Jeremy and I have this very competitive weight loss challenge going on, and by competitive, I've been trying, and Jeremy's sucking back beer.
Yeah, I'm on beer number three. I'm doing real good.
How are we doing with that?
What, with beers? We have about 60 left.
We definitely have that. But now how are we doing with the weight loss challenge? Are we going to get like a weight update?
You know what? We did that last time when it was just me trying to lose weight, and it was very anticlimactic and bad. Let's just weigh in.
Well, for you.
Yes. We'll just weigh in after this is over, at the end of the year, right? Is that what we put it on for?
Yeah, that sounds like a good
plan. So we'll do it the first show in January, way back in, see where we're at. But you guys can both see that I have not lost any weight visibly, so I'm pretty sure we can assume I'm coming from behind.
If you can't lose weight visibly, but mentally you can lose weight?
Right now, I've worked out in my mind the whole time we've been here.
It's fantastic. So anyway, you went to Indian Buffet.
Indian Buffet was my cheat meal for the week. I go there, and I think you guys realize that I'm passionate when it comes to Indian food, right?
And Indian buffets. But yes, you're a big fan of all Indian buffets.
And I was talking to a friend earlier who thinks I'm insane for the story I'm about to tell you, but I don't think it's that crazy. He seems to be under the impression that I just go to buffets that have Indian food. These are Indian restaurants that just happen to have buffets for lunch. It's a lot cheaper to go
to a
lunchtime buffet.
But you are a connoisseur, so to speak, of buffets.
I am in general, and I think we're talking about Atlantic City later on. We can talk about the terrible buffets there, but with this Indian buffet, I go there for two reasons, the chicken tikka masala and the butter chicken.
I'm sorry. Hang tight, because I think somebody is getting ready to change their fantasy football name. What was it exactly that
actually,
you just said?
He didn't say that too wrong, to be honest.
Chicken tikka masala?
Chicken tikka masala. That's not what he said. He said chicken tikka marsala.
No, I'm pretty sure I said chicken tikka
masala. I want you to read an Indian menu, Don. I want you to just read off the Indian menu, because I like the way you say all these things.
All right, fantastic.
There's another whole show coming up. Don reads menus, episode 107.
Tony, let me apologize that if you said that remotely close to being right.
Donnie momentum killer. Let's just go on to the rest of the show, guys.
I would like to hear what happened, because you told me earlier that I would think this is crazy. So I would like to hear what happened to you at the Indian buffet.
All right, well, I go there for two main dishes. I go for there for the chicken tikka masala and the butter chicken. I feel like I'm saying it wrong, you know, even though I'm pretty sure.
All right,
I'm
my
saying
bad.
It correctly.
My apologies.
But that's where I got. But that's the two most popular dishes there. You can get them any buffet you go. We'll usually have one of those two dishes. And I'm very passionate about the chicken tikka masala. All right, I like the sauce. I go there for the sauce. So I get there today. I see them. I see the assortment of different dishes. And they all look great, and they have the chicken tikka masala. I get some of that. I go back to the booth. I sit down. I start eating. All the other food is fantastic. The masala, though, is terrible. It's like Chef Boyardee terrible. It's like awful. Now, usually, like when you go to restaurants, and I'm not sure if you guys do this, but if you have a bad eating experience,
nope. Oh.
and the waiter comes over and they say to you, like, hey, how is everything? I usually just say it's fine, even if it's not, right?
Sure. I would normally say it's fine. I mean, if it's something where I normally go there and it's good and today it's specifically bad, I would say, I don't know what happened, but this today is terrible. Where I came last week and it was incredible. But if you've the first time you've been here, then I would say nothing.
Yeah. I decide to say something.
Okay.
So I'm checking out. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, how was everything? I was like, oh, was, you know, the chicken tikka masala was a little bit off. And he was like, he just got all stone faced on me and didn't respond. And so then I found myself getting angry because he didn't even apologize. And it's not like I'm some rube off the street. I gained 50 pounds from eating Indian buffets.
I'm not just some rube off the street in your Indian buffet. I'm a professional buffet connoisseur.
I was hoping this story was going to end with, this isn't an Indian buffet.
Sir, this is a sheets.
So I know my buffets, though. So I started getting angry. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, honestly, it was the worst masala I've ever had. And then I was at the point where I actually wanted to take him back to the buffet station, have him try the chicken tikka masala.
Shove his face in it angrily.
Look me in the eye and tell me that it tastes right. But I passed on doing that. But I'm going back in a week or so for my next cheat meal, and I'm going to do that if it doesn't taste right.
So you're going to go back to the place that you said had the worst chicken tikka masala ever.
Wow. See, Don is, no,
I don't Don is way wrong. Chicken tikka marsana.
It's not. I don't know what it is.
I'll have to get you a menu. Fine. It's pretty great.
The other food was fine. The masala was off. So I'll give him another shot. And I am going to take him back to that station, have him look me in the eye while he eats it. And if it doesn't taste right, we're going to have words. We're going to have much stronger words.
You're saying like that this buffet was like non-other? Huh? Non?
Oh, man.
It's Indian bread. It's a pretty good joke, Don.
Hey, everybody.
Write that one down. Save that for the kids.
N-A-A-N.
Non.
Sorry, guys. I can't even do it. I'm not having any of it.
Thank you. I thank you for joining me in my terrible puns.
Well,
that is awful. Don, I feel like you've been traveling around the country.
I am spending more time in a plane than I am actually on the ground, I feel.
Hey,
is
this making noise?
It's a little bit of noise. A little bit of noise.
What is that supposed
Sorry
to
about
mean?
That.
I don't know. I hope he stops doing it.
What the hell is that?
We're professionals.
Jesus. Yeah, anyway. So I'm spending a lot of time in a plane. What else do you want to know?
All right, Don. You sent us a list of topics. A lot of them involve being in a plane. That was an easy way to get to your topics. But while we're there, Don, I do want to go over some of these topics again. So I'm gonna pull back the curtain on the magic that is Radio for Winners. And we send each other a list of topics every week we'd like to talk about. Sometimes it says nothing. Sometimes we actually have some topics. Don always has, hands down, the best and worst topics I've ever seen anyone send.
Why?
Because you can tell it's literally... You're like, oh, I need topics, and you look around wherever you are, and you write a bunch of things down. Like, if you were at a Wendy's, all of your comments would be about Wendy's.
Hate Wendy's.
What's up with Wendy's napkin dispensers, guys? You know, the girl in the Wendy's commercial is pretty hot, which is one of your topics.
That's not what
you
I
said. She creeps you out.
She creeps me out.
Oh, I thought you said I'm in love with her. I can't read very
no.
well. Well, either way,
like,
you said
actually,
it creeps
like
you out,
a few weeks ago, you were in a Ruby Tuesdays because all of your topics had to do with Ruby Tuesdays.
I do love the salad bar to Ruby Tuesdays.
The salad bar, I tell you.
So among your plane topics, here's the ones I don't want
to
talk
those,
about.
They have those, by the way, at Ruby Tuesdays, they have those, the brown croutons. Those are delicious.
It's just a different bread, Don. Just a different type of bread.
I like them.
Okay. Here's a topic you had that I don't even understand where we're supposed to go with this. Scott Bakula is back in NCIS New Orleans. He does the entire show with a southern accent.
So Scott Bakula is back in NCIS New Orleans.
Yeah, I get it. What are we supposed to say other than what you just wrote?
Do you like Scott Bakula?
I mean, he seems like a nice enough guy. I like Quantum Leap.
I loved Quantum Leap. But I've seen the preview for the new Scott Bakula NCIS, and he talks with like a southern twang. Throughout the whole show.
Because it's in New Orleans.
Yes, but now I have to sit and listen to Scott Bakula for God knows however many number of seasons this crappy show is going to be on the air, and listen to him do a horrible southern accent.
Don, based on your other history of not watching shows, you'll never watch one episode of this show.
Right now, our 65-plus listeners are eating this up.
They're so loving it. They're a big fan of NCIS. They're a big fan of Scott Bakula. We're going to be their best podcast.
I do like Quantum Leap.
I do too. But that has nothing to do with anything. Oh, also, what's this one about? Cops TV shows in HD really creeps me out.
It really does creep me out. I like the old standard vision. What is it, pre SD? Is that what we call it? Standard definition?
Just non-HD.
Non-HD.
Yep, regular.
I enjoyed definition. The non-HD versions of Cops better than the HD versions of Cops. The HD version just, everything's, the shakiness of the
everything's
camera.
HD.
Yeah, it's high definition shakiness of the
just
camera.
A little bit more methy.
It feels a little motion sickness. I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Well, let's go back a step. So, Don, you have been flying a lot lately, and you mentioned that you saw somebody barefoot in the airport.
So, would you ever go to the airport without shoes on?
No.
No.
No, that's crazy.
Not once, but five separate times on the last trip that I made to California, people going through the TSA line, taking off their flip-flops, and just walking in with their bare feet.
Well, I mean, I could see that where you have to take your shoes off at the security checkpoint.
But why wouldn't you wear socks? Why, you know that you got to go through.
Well, you don't wear sandals and socks, Don. That is a fashion.
Why are you
faux
wearing?
Pas.
I realize, but why are you wearing sandals?
Maybe you're going to the beach.
You can't pack shoes. Can't pack sandals.
Okay, so you meant they just went through security in bare feet?
They went through security in bare feet,
right?
Which is very gross. But then they would go into the bathroom.
That's the gross. Okay, that's where I was wondering if you meant they were
crossing
just
the line.
Wandering through the airport. I've gone through security with bare feet before.
Yeah, but then they get on the plane. I mean, they're going through security. They're going through the plane, and then they're in the bathroom as well, just bare feet.
Yeah, no, the bathroom is absolutely disgusting.
Right. We've talked about this and the drippiness of the urine.
Just in general, any bathroom anywhere. Is there a bathroom other than in your own house that
you
could say
with bare
feet? I
won't go in my
own
house with
the master bathroom. That's weird.
I put on shoes when I get up in the middle of the night
to go to the master bathroom.
Yeah,
well, because you pee all over the floor.
I pee on the floor.
But just other than your own house, which I would say yes, you can go into bare feet. Unlike Don here, what other bathroom on earth could you go into in bare feet? The answer is none.
Bojangles.
I did think of one. What about the pool? You're at the pool.
No. Ooh.
Because even if it's gross, you're going right back into chemical pool.
That's true.
And that's already full of baby pee, so you're fine.
That's a very good point, because the pool
but you're
bathroom...
you're still trudging in pee.
Yeah, I agree with you, but then they put those... The tile that they put in pool bathrooms is always...
It's spongy.
It's always the slipperiest tile ever. Like
just paint it, yeah, with like the super.
It's super
shiny.
Slick, yeah. Like, yeah. Hey, if you get this wet, you're going to slip and fall. So then they put that, like... The grated plastic like walkway so that you don't slip and fall, but it's like really hurts the bottom of your feet. I'm not one of those water shoe people. Are you a water shoe person?
I don't. My son has them, but I don't have them.
Yeah, I didn't come up in that generation. But yes, I always freak out a little bit going into pee in a bathroom. So usually I put my flip flops on there.
At the pool.
I'll put my flip flops on to go pee.
Other than. Apparently, in your master bedroom and nowhere else, where would you go bare feet in general, Don?
Where would I go bare
feet? Where would a real man go bare feet?
I don't like being barefoot.
So
I like
nowhere.
I get up in the morning and put my shoes on. That's the first thing I do.
Wow. They're right by the side of his bed like at a 50s TV show.
I don't walk through my house without shoes on.
That's weird.
Everybody else in my family does. I put shoes on.
That's weird. Maybe that's just you. Maybe you have a problem.
Maybe it is. I don't like to stub my toe.
Well, no one likes to stub their toe.
But that's why I wear shoes.
You know what, guys? I don't like AIDS. Just taking a stand on this. Not a big fan of AIDS.
I wear bare feet to the beach and the pool.
Well, right. In the sand.
That's
you
it.
Wear bare feet. That's
I
it.
I don't like bare feet out in like a field or anything like that. No.
Wow.
No. Do you?
Yeah, I go bare feet everywhere.
Would you go bare feet to an airport?
Yeah. You know why, though? Because I'm lazy.
I actually do have a comedian friend that does walk around barefoot everywhere. Completely disgusting.
Yes.
I'm like,
see?
What are you doing? Like, come on. You're not, this isn't the 60s.
Right.
Hippie. It's 2014.
Tony
let's
gets
get
it. It's not, you're a moron if you walk around just with bare feet.
I'm not saying walk around all the time
in downtown
bare feet.
Baltimore with bare feet.
No, that is, you will not do that. That is a bad choice.
Hey, look at that syringe in my toe.
No, I'm not going to walk around anywhere that's a busy public place bare feet, except for like the beach. But I mean,
but then you look at the guy behind you in line at the TSA, and he's got no shoes on, he's got no socks on, just his bare feet, and he like looks at you and gives you the head nod, like, "Hey, how's it going?"
And he bumps his cart into you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, do you what else do I have on there? Do you want to talk about the other thing I have on there?
I mean, well, why don't you just go ahead and segue into it?
Do you have, when you fly?
Can I have another topic, guys? Yeah, you could.
When you fly, do you have a difficult time hearing the people next to you, like talking?
Yes, except that I try to put headphones on so that I can't hear the people next to me. So I'm glad that I can't hear them.
Tony, do you have conversations with people? You don't. There's not a chance.
No.
Well, like, we've flown together.
There's no eye contact.
We've flown together, so I've tried to talk to you guys when I've flown with you.
That's fine. That's fine.
So I could hear you guys then, but we're all very loud.
But I feel, right. But I also feel like I have trouble hearing the person next to me, like, on the plane. And, like, they're talking, like, but there's always, like, somebody, like, the acoustic level on the plane somewhere, like, you know, depending on where you're sitting, one person you can hear, like, either in the far back of the plane or in the far front of the plane. Like, you can hear them clear as day. Like, oh, yeah, Sally went to the bathroom the other day and, you know, she had some difficulty. And you hear all these personal problems. But you know that if you walk up close to them, it's like a whisper. Do you have that issue at all? Do you hear people on the plane, like, louder than normal that aren't remotely close to you?
See, I don't think it's saying you hear someone louder than normal, but there's always one loud asshole on the plane.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Like, the only time I've really flown was to Vegas, more or less. And every Vegas flight has those guys who are just like, Vegas! For no matter what's going on. That's the most annoying part of going to Vegas, is all the guys who are so excited about going to Vegas that they're going to make everything about. And they're like trying to hit on the stewardess, like they're going to get blown in the bathroom. They're like, Vegas, bro, Vegas! That's the worst. That's who I can hear on the plane every
time. I love seeing those guys on the way back from Vegas.
No, that's me normally, just crying, softly crying into my airline blanket.
My wife is going to be so mad at me.
It's just a number. You know what? Win or lose. It's just a number. I don't really, doesn't matter. It's just a number. You know, I still got my health. I got my friends.
Yeah. All right, well, sorry that my airplane personal life stories are boring to you.
Not that I thought they were boring. I just wanted to have some other stories involve them. And then also I didn't want to really talk about Scott Bakula, but we did. I do have a question for you.
Can
about,
you believe that? Can no. we believe we actually talked about NCIS on the show?
For like 5 minutes. It was like half of a segment.
Just saying.
I have a question, Don, though. You fly all the time. I have two questions, actually. One, you don't like reading and you don't play video games. What do you do on these flights when they're not at night?
Wow. There was a awkward flight.
Let's think about your response there, Don, because you're really...
There was an awkward flight where I did sit for like 3 hours just staring at the seat in front of me. I did do that.
That's, yeah. I mean, I can always find something to read, or I'll bring a Game Boy.
I read and I'll play a game on my phone. But the problem is it drains my battery down on my phone a lot. I'll read a magazine. But mainly I'll put on some music. I really am intrigued. I don't know how to work this iPad thing that I have. But I watch people like watch movies on it. How do you do that?
You just have to download the movie and save it. Or if you pay for the in-flight Wi-Fi, then you can just download on even YouTube. Just look up a movie you like on YouTube, you'll find it.
Oh, and you can just save it that way.
Well, no, you can't save a YouTube, but if you have the Wi-Fi, you can just go to YouTube.
But I thought you told me that I could save a YouTube. That
no, you
was
can
my...
save videos. You can download videos through like iTunes, for example.
I have to pay for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but if there's a movie you know you're going to watch 100 times, like let's say Step Brothers, you could download that and watch it loudly on the plane on your iPad.
I did watch Top Gun once.
On
a plane.
Well, see, that seems like the perfect plane movie.
And at the dogfight scene.
That's half the movie.
Well,
the rest are volleyball.
The plane hit turbulence. So the plane's like all shaking like up and down and like watch the dogfight.
It was like being in Disney World.
It was literally like being in Disney World. Sorry.
I have one more question, Don, about the plane. Are you pro or anti reclining your own seat?
Oh, I don't like to recline my seat.
Now, is that just because you don't think it's that important? Because it really is an inch of reclining.
I'm concerned about the person behind
me. See, that's a nice thought. What about you, Tony? Pro or anti-seat reclining?
I don't really care about the person behind me, but I usually don't tend to do it. I just kind of forget about it. And honestly, I can never really figure out how to do it.
It's a button. Tony gets very
confused. I don't want to be the guy that's like just like jerking back and forth in my seat. So I'm just like,
what are you doing on
it.
A plane? He's jerking back and forth.
Jerking back and forth.
Hey, I always loved my favorite channel. Like, you know, you ever plug into, like, the armrest and listen to the in-flight?
Oh, yeah.
It's the TV. It's just the TV channel.
Well, you know, actually, you know, believe it or not, too. I've been flying across the country, and most of the airplanes that I'm flying, they don't have the TV. They don't play a movie.
What planes are you in?
U.S. Air and American. Don't know movie.
Don's just tying himself in a box going
to
the cargo
plane. Which,
by the
way, do you know they don't give you pretzels and peanuts anymore?
No, I knew that. They don't feed
none
you
of
anything.
That. No, yeah. Nothing's for, yeah.
You can pay for a box. It's like an old sandwich in it or something.
Yeah, yeah. So, but
which, actually, I'm not that totally against. Because
I don't really care about peanuts.
Yeah. And usually it's like I'm trying to sleep, and then I get all the anxiety because I see the person coming down the aisle.
I
and I'm like, well, should
I know what he means.
Should I stay and wait? What am I supposed to do here? Should I put my tray down in advance?
Do I pretend that I'm awake so that she stops? Do I pretend that I'm asleep so that they keep walking
by? I keep hitting the goddamn table with my knee.
And then they give you way too much ice. And I don't need that much ice.
I like a lot of ice. I ask for extra ice.
I chew on ice, so I guess I would take a lot of ice. Especially in a plane. What else are you going to do? Because your ears have to constantly pop.
My favorite channel was listening to the pilots speak to the towers, and they seem to have eliminated that channel.
Probably after 9/11. Which, by the way, this is the 14th anniversary of 9/11.
This is the 13th anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah, I can't subtract.
We'll help you out.
Either way, not a topic we're going to talk about today. Not a topic worth talking about at all. We're recording this, by the way, on Thursday. We're going up on Friday.
Oh, very
Although
nice.
I do, you know what, I don't want to talk about 9/11, but I do want to say, did anyone look on Facebook today?
No.
I do not go on Facebook.
We know
anytime
that.
There's any kind of thing that involves any kind of memorials or things where there's going to be constant pictures of the American flag.
But it wasn't even much of that. Instead, it was people talking about where they were, but it's no one that was anywhere near anything that happened or knows anyone who's near anything that happened. So it was like, I remember I was at home. And I was really worried when I heard about it. And this is someone in St. Louis. Like it's like no one that's near Washington or near New York. No, it's someone that's in the middle of nowhere. Almost everyone on my Facebook feed had some story like that. That was just like, I was so scared. I mean, I was in my basement in my house, but
in Cockeysville, yeah, and I like, was right. Terrified.
Who was the guy that sang "Proud to Be an American"?
Lee Greenwood.
Where was Lee Greenwood? Where was Lee Greenwood? No, I had
Where was
Tony.
Lee Greenwood? Where was Lee Greenwood?
He was on the set of NCIS.
Well, 9/11's a little too serious for us, so we'll have to dumb it down with a regular segment we like to call Radio for Winners. And the news. Every week, Radio for Winners finds some news stories we like. We take out the facts that other news stories talked about, and then we go back and find the facts we like, and then dumb it down even more to say a couple sentences in sequence. I got to put that in the actual sound clip. That'll be nice when I have to hit start and stop. That'll be nicer. So the first story, I didn't really want to talk about it, but I think we have to, as we are Baltimore-based and we're giant Ravens fans. Ray Rice terminated from the Baltimore Ravens.
So I was walking through Charlotte Airport on, I guess yesterday morning. I was walking through Charlotte Airport, and you would have thought that I was the one that beat my wife. Because I had a Ravens jacket on. You would have thought that I was the one that did that. The people in North Carolina not liking the Ravens fans.
Well, I figure anyone that's not in Baltimore is probably not real big on the Ravens anyway. Or in the Maryland area. But I can see how everyone, because it sounds like they handled it very, very poorly.
Yeah, I don't think that they...
Just in case someone, just in case someone has not been near a computer or a TV or been hiding in a cave, but all you listen to every week for your news is Radio for Winners, which most people are like that. Ray Rice was a running back for the Baltimore Ravens, and he punched his wife in a casino in New Jersey, and they caught it on camera. So he only got a 2-game suspension, but then that tape of the actual punch came out on TMZ, and everybody in the world saw it, and then everyone was furious. Just furious that somebody would do this.
But
now I haven't seen this clip yet.
But he has seen the hacked iCloud pictures.
So is it bad?
It's bad. I mean, but tell me, if you knew a guy that was a football player and they punched their wife, when is it not bad?
Dragging a limp body out of an elevator gets you a 2-game suspension.
Right.
Seeing someone punch you in the face, that gets you an indefinite suspension and fired from the team.
Right.
And by the way, I have seen the clip because they've played it about 650,000 times.
Yeah, no, it's been played nonstop. It's everywhere on every web. Well, not now. It's old news now. By the time we're talking about it, it's probably, 3 weeks after it happened. But it's still roughly new, and this is also, the first. We're recording this on Thursday night during the first Ravens game after this event. So
my prediction is this. Are you ready? He does not play the rest of this season. He will come back next year, and he will play for the Ravens again next year. What do you think of that?
I don't think he'll play for the Ravens. I think he will end up in Philly.
I think he
plays. Because they don't give a shit.
I think, well, hey, look, you know, Dallas has got that guy that killed his teammate in a DUI accident. He served 6 months in jail. Back with the team.
That's true. That's true. But my thing is not as much.
Michael Vick served how many years in jail?
Well, he was in jail, so he did pay his time.
Yeah, but technically speaking, Ray Rice, was.
Well, he's not going to go to jail.
That's right. He went into a diversion program, right, but indefinitely suspended and fired from the team.
Right. Well, the firing from the team, I kind of see only because of the
all PR
as a business, right? That you'd have to, like, if I punch my wife on camera, I would get fired from my job. I can see that, but as far as the indefinite suspension, wouldn't it just be 6 games? Everyone else that's in for any infraction like this, because it's not on camera, gets 6 games. So why doesn't he just get 6 games?
And the question is, if you did punch your wife in, you know, today.
Well, I would have been punched back and probably knocked out.
Right?
But yes.
But would,
I'm not a football
would you
player.
Have lost your job?
If I punched my wife on camera.
Well, your job, I guess.
I would have lost my job.
Yeah. But, I mean, TMZ wouldn't have put it out there.
That's true. I'm not important. Even though we are on Radio for Winners with our 50 listeners, I'm pretty sure.
A podcast with 50 listeners host is no longer with the radio program.
Fired by Radio for Winners. Because he actually did something interesting for the first time in 80 episodes.
And don't ever worry about it. You're always going to have a spot here with us.
Punching my wife or not, always going to be safe here at Radio for Winners. That's a good segue into the next news topic.
Which is?
Well, you know, we are talking about sports, and I don't want to go sports heavy.
Well, but
however,
before you go, does Goodell get fired, or does he stick around? I say nothing happens to
him. Happens to Goodell. He's actually hired former FBI Director Robert Mueller to come in and investigate the situation.
Yes, anytime you have an internal investigation.
Always
by
bring the FBI former director in so they give you an 800-page report that nobody does anything with.
No one's going to read a word of it.
Just so that we can say we were wrong. And we'll make it
right. Wouldn't that just say everything if they said, look, we did see the tape, but because we had a discussion with Ray Rice and his now wife, we decided it was only worth 2 suspensions, and we were wrong, and we should have given him more. That would have people would have mad for 10 minutes and then forgotten about it. Instead, yep. Now it's going to blow up into something.
Well, that's why
until this weekend, because people love football.
That's true.
So
once the Ravens win tonight,
Sunday.
No one will care anymore.
Hey, and as I said before, I'm paying Joe Flacco $120 million. Not to hand the ball off to some guy running up the middle. Let's make some completions.
Last week was pretty bad. In fact, you sent me an article that was like, Joe Flacco been right. released by the Ravens yeah. after a new video showed up of him playing football.
But did you see all the quotes were from the Ray Rice quotes?
That's so awful. So awful. But you know what's not awful?
Tell me now.
You can now start sports betting in New Jersey. That's right. The governor of New Jersey has decided, after saying no for years, that because New Jersey's doing so poorly, you can now sports bet anywhere in Atlantic City.
Did you see at the same time Tony and I both pumped our fists up in the air?
I'm excited, but I can't tell you. I have not had any interest in going to Atlantic City since our Las Vegas trip, because you can go to Maryland Live or somewhere else local to gamble.
Do you know who also has not been excited about going to Atlantic City?
You?
Everybody out there, because
well, right.
they are closing casinos left and right.
Three already,
down
and there's another
to,
one down.
Eight, right?
Yeah, and there's another one that's filed for bankruptcy, if not two.
What's the one that they just built? I mean, it wasn't even out there when we were out there
Rebel,
last.
Yeah, that's the one that the Ray Rice incident occurred at. There's a way to tie these together. Yep, and they already closed. In fact,
that's
everyone assumes TMZ got
right.
the footage.
That's because they were closed.
The problem is, just to do a callback, they don't have quality buffets there. If you raise the level of buffet in Atlantic City, you'd have people flocking. You need to make it like the Rio or the Bellagio.
Did we eat at a buffet while we were
no,
out there?
No, we went to a restaurant that we had gotten reservations at.
Was a nice restaurant.
Right. Their restaurants aren't bad if you go to a casino restaurant and you're willing to, you know, make reservations and pay a lot, but there's no good buffets. Tony and I went to that rooftop buffet one time that's like down kind of by Bally's, and it's an outdoor rooftop buffet, and everything was gray. I still ate a good deal of it. I probably shit my pants in a casino.
We didn't. Where did we eat? Like at that mall. Didn't we eat at a mall?
Yeah, there's like a, it's not a mall, well, it is a mall, but it's a bunch of restaurants like in a
yeah,
tower outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
We made it there. Right. We just tried, I mean, we ended up eating like a McDonald's, but not really, but it was a cheap, like, order your food and then sit down at a table with like a cafeteria. But they have some nice restaurants in there too. But have you been to a good buffet in Atlantic City, Tony?
I have gone to two buffets. One was on the boardwalk, which was a really bad decision. It was, early, like March, April. It was pretty cool out. But it was like 90 degrees in this place, like the food was melting onto the floor. I was eating and sweating, which actually isn't that unusual.
Indian buffet.
That's pretty normal for you.
But the food was like gray and pretty disgusting. And then the other time was like at the Trump Plaza or whatever, and it was a very mediocre buffet. Very mediocre.
I guess you know.
I guess the what's that one place that's actually not bad there? The place of Borgata. Yeah. Their buffet Borgata. Is a solid C minus. if you compare it to the buffets in Vegas, however, there it's like the Crown Prince buffets.
Yeah, because they have shrimp. That's all it takes. Fresh shrimp that doesn't smell really disgusting. That makes them very excited. I would say I've had breakfast buffets in Atlantic City. They weren't bad, but I'm also very hungover. So as long as you sell eggs, I'm pretty happy with it. So
yeah,
it's always nice.
We'll have
so the thing, though, is that were they anticipating the sports betting actually passing? Because I don't think any place has really built any sports books.
No, but they have the horse books. It's really easy to change those over. They have the horse betting areas. But basically, now that the governor said that, they can start effective immediately. They've already passed enough bills that he's vetoed to say, no, we're not going to do sports betting, that now they can pretty much just sports bet.
The question is, when is Tony coming up to allow us a nice,
it's got to be during this year's football season.
Yeah. That would be fun.
I'm thinking October, November area.
All right. Right when the baby's here. So I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forgot about that.
That's fine. So we'll go.
Hope to see. Maybe
like, no, we're still going.
No, we're still going.
Don't worry about it.
That's definitely a
We'll take my other kids. I can hang out in the hotel room. They can watch TV and we'll go downstairs. Give your wife a break.
All right.
So I don't have a lot more news this week because the other news events I had were actually kind of depressing. So I'm going to skip them. But you know what? It is the start of the second week of the NFL season. So we can go ahead and talk about the first week of our NFL Picks League. I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but I do want to at least say who won. I want to do that every week so that people will feel like they need to play the best so we can talk about how great they are on radio for winners.
You know, half the people that are in the league are actually not listening.
I would say we have 22 people in our league and 21 of them are not listening. And that includes the three of us. So there was a four-way tie for first this week with 11 games won. Pick correctly. It is Ryan C., Tender Katie, Penn is, very clever.
Like that.
And Four-Sided Dice.
Wow.
Who was formerly Rindus Ronstadt. So that's always good.
It will be something about
Marsala.
It'll
be something else next week. It'll probably be Chicken Tikka Marsala or whatever
chicken
it is.
Chicken Tikka Marsala. and I, let's see, how did I do this week?
You and me and Tony, I think, all tied with 10 games picked. Not too exciting.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're all tied this week.
Now, which name do you have me under? Because there's two.
Oh, you know what? That's a very good point. I could have been looking at the wrong Don.
You did.
There's an RFW Don that is not you.
That's not me.
I don't even know. I guess let me check and see where you are, Don. I'm sure.
I think
you're
Donnie Podcast, right?
That's right. So and I did not have a very good week.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Then congratulations, other RFW Don. You're doing just as good as Tony and myself. Tied for a fifth place. So that's very exciting. We also have still, even though no one else is playing, a NASCAR Picks League.
Oh, yeah. I had a good week last week.
You did, Don. I have to congratulate you. You came in first place.
Thank you.
And
now we start the 10 race chase here.
I do want you to explain the chase to everybody in 1 second, but we have one more very important segment to do first that I forgot about. We have a Fat Snacks entry.
Okay.
Now, on our Facebook page that I'm sure all of you follow, one of our regular listeners sent us a picture of these chips.
They look delicious. I saw the picture.
They're Kettle Brand potato chips in maple bacon flavor.
And on the cover of the bag is a stack of do you call them hotcakes or pancakes?
I call them pancakes because I'm not a weirdo.
That's right. That's right. I worked at a restaurant in Ocean City. They call them hotcakes. But besides the point, some pancakes.
Oh, hey, there's hotcakes.
And some bacon. Right there on the cover.
I'm going to say these look disgusting.
Now, the bag is already open, so that means...
I had one on the way here.
So Jeremy had one already.
These smell a little bit like regular barbecue chips.
They smell like barbecue chips, yeah.
Boy, everyone, aren't you getting hungry listening to this? Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm ready for mine.
Go ahead, Don. What do you think?
I like them. There's a... There's a hint of brown sugar. I kind of like the brown sugar.
I can taste the bacon aftertaste in the chip, and it has a crunch like good solid bacon.
Yeah.
So I would say the maple bacon Kettle Brand potato chips are a winner and will need to be there for your week two NFL Super Bowl parties. Not Super Bowl. You're an idiot. NFL Picks League parties. I know everyone out here is having NFL Picks League parties.
We'll have to edit that now because I don't think we have permission from the NFL to use Super Bowl.
That's okay. I think we don't have any listeners, so no one will ever know.
All right. Just a quick clarification. This coming Tuesday, September 23rd, look for an all-new episode of CSI New Orleans Scott Bakula only on CBS.
And send your listener questions to rfwshow@gmail.com, asking us why Don knows the schedule to NCIS.
He's a big fan of NCIS because Don is 95 years old. So, Don, before we end the show today, I would like to take time. You know, you're a big NASCAR fan.
Big NASCAR
you tried to
fan.
Get us all into it.
Yep.
We have a NASCAR Picks League that no one plays.
Tony,
I play.
Tony has not played.
And he's still doing all right. So right now, we're starting the last 10 games of the...
10 races.
10 races of the game in total. It's called the Chase.
Yeah.
And this is also for the champion.
It's not a game. They're not chess players.
No, our game. The Picks game is
a
game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there's 10 games left. But there's 10 games left of the season. But
10
whatever.
Races.
10 races.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'd like you to explain the Chase. We don't have a whole lot of time, but you know, please go for it. Explain the Chase as best as you can in a few minutes.
10 games left.
10 games left.
All right, so each and every driver that's...
And this is another episode of Radio for Winners. Hope you all enjoyed it. There's a lot going on this week. There's a lot going on next week. Please make sure you make your NFL picks for our league, and we'll leave you with Thought of Sound off the new Rentals album, an incredible album. See you guys next week.
Asshole.
Chicken tikka masala.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.